With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea Simontov, that sneeze was terrifying.
Oh my gosh, you heard that? I can't believe you heard that. I'm dying. I'm so ashamed. Oh my gosh.
Are you not feeling great, Andrea?
No, I'm feeling fine. I took a nap. Everybody said, I can't believe you heard the sneeze. Oh my gosh. I thought we were going to talk about lofty topics and now I have to hide.
No. I just want to put it out there that I actually started the show this afternoon by a request I wanted to hear how, in terms of lockdown, what people learned about themselves. And I said, I learned, and I'm so sorry, this is so not lofty at all. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It's superficial and pathetic, but I learned that I'm crumophobic. I learned if there's a crumb on the floor, I'm after it with a finger or a cloth or something, or I can't take crumbs on the floor. I'm going mad. Now, you know, hopefully.
Now I know why you haven't been invited over.
No, it's crazy. I know that. And every logical part of my brain says, don't let this bother you. This is insignificant. And yet there's that inner bit of OCD that just drives you despite your brain knowing better. So yeah, elevate that because that's really pathetic. Let's talk about holy life lessons from lockdown.
Well, I'm not sure how holy it is. I really don't know. But, you know, this week, I hadn't been out for 7 weeks, Simon. About 7 weeks. I think once I went out early in the morning, and I was just totally, really unnerved by it. And suddenly this past week, we went to Netanya. We went for Lag BaOmer to Netanya to a relative. And they live over the ocean. And it was crazy. It was the most beautiful apartment. And I found myself weeping at the ocean and remembering books I had read and stories I had read about young people who only dreamed about seeing the ocean. And this voice came into my head, and kookiest voice in the world, and it said, you have too much. What? You have too much? And I took a look at my life. This life that I'm always so busy chasing, so busy running, the rage, the anger, the politics, the pointing. I could see the ocean. When some people live an entire lifetime, no matter how many or how few years that may be, and they never see the ocean. And I looked at my kitchen, and I have too much food. There's too many beans and too much pasta and too much tomato paste and too many pots. And I thought, I have so much. I have too much. And then again, today, apparently, I think as of like 20 minutes ago, I think we have a Knesset. We have a government. And the fighting has started, and the finger pointing, and the labeling, Simon, the labeling, the cacophonous labeling. I won't even say the words that they're saying, and how dare, and just wait, and there will be another, the rage. And then I saw somebody posted another one of these anti-Trump diatribes on their walls, and everybody's taking off their gloves. And you know what? The finger pointing to the left on all sides of the aisle. And I'm thinking, my grandchildren are waiting to Zoom call every day. They're saying to their parents, what time is it? When is grandma going to start reading? When is it going to be? And I'm thinking to myself, it's okay if you hang up on me at any point, Simon. Really feel free.
No, I'm loving this. This is the only lesson to be taken out of all this.
I'm thinking to myself, you know, what is this greatness, this fame? Remember John Hinckley? I think he shot Reagan because he wanted to wow Jodie Foster.
Yes, that's right.
And we all mocked and we all laughed. But what's the difference? You know, this fame where we're these marks we want to make on the world when we've been given our own governments within our four walls to create not just okay and not just, you know what my grandma used to do? But I mean to create greatness. And for those of us who aren't married and don't have families, to knock on a neighbor's door. I'm not kidding. I'm not Woodstocking it. I'm saying we can create greatness, not just goodness, greatness by getting rid of this rage. And if we don't come out of this, I went to the supermarket and I saw the same rudeness and the same chutzpah and these masks hanging off ears and people looking at one another defiantly. I dare you to say anything. And I think to myself, I'm going to go home and create greatness and we'll get it right. And maybe we're going to need another, God forbid, maybe we're going to need another coronavirus. God forbid, God forbid. But some of us will get it And the world absolutely will be different if we will it. And I'm willing it. I'm willing it, Simon. I'm willing it in my world. I'm willing it in my home. And all it takes is 5%, 4%, 1%, 100% to will it. But to sit and come out and be exactly the same after this, all of us can see the ocean, whether we can or we can't. It's only figurative. And I'm just determined. They're turning it off too fast. They're opening the gates. They're telling us, go back to normal. And I'm screaming, do not go back to normal. Be a hero, create the world, and really change history at your neighbor's door and via Zoom. We can do it. We really can. And if it's corny, that's why I want to go down to the mat. As a cornball who won't point the fingers, I don't care. I don't care about the Knesset. I care about the Knesset of my home. That's how the real Knesset will change. There's where I'm holding today.
Do you know that I've got goosebumps as I'm sitting listening to you? I know you think it's cornball, and I know you think...
Yeah, I get defensive. I do. I get defensive. You know what? We got to be smarter than that. We've got to be smarter than them. Smarter than them when we set our Shabbos table. And I don't care how crappy the table really looks if it's put together by spit and glue. We have too much, every one of us. We can just share it by just wearing the blessing, wearing the bracha. And I don't care if you're Jewish. I don't care where you're holding culturally, spiritually, genderized, in flux. It doesn't matter. We all hold greatness in our hands with fantastic potential. And I just want to scream at everyone from this moment forward, in every hour we can be great. Maybe not great the whole hour, in between sneezes, you know?
Thank you. You needed to make me laugh after that. Yeah, I mean, you've just said it so beautifully. I think all of us are aware that there's some sort of a change. We're just not as articulate as you and haven't managed to say it in as beautiful a way. But I think all of us on some level know there's no ways going back to normal makes any sense.
I don't know, Simon. The last line of that, the last nikuda is, yes. I'm not sure if we all know. But for those of us who do know, we cannot shirk the responsibility and the obligation that comes with it. Now we have to wear it so that those who are taking a little bit longer to embrace their humility via us and our attitude and our understanding and our striving, we can spread a different kind of a virus. And that's where it starts.
That is so profound and so beautiful that I'm not even going to pollute it with saying something that is just utterly inappropriate. I'm going to leave it there and let your words sink in, because I just loved everything that you had to say today. Beautiful.
I'm going to go pick up some crumbs. I got to get some.
Okay. Shabbat shalom. And thank you so much for that input. And